All right, so welcome back, everyone. Today, we are going to try something a little different.
Oh.
Yeah, so, you know, usually we dig into, you know, research papers and all sorts of reports and data, right? Mm-hmm. Today, we're actually looking at just a personal story. It's
right.
This pretty powerful account. It's about a day in a cancer hospital over in Amsterdam.
Wow.
And, yeah, I mean, I read it, and I was just, you know, kind of struck by how much emotion and like the whole range of human experience is kind of packed into just this one afternoon.
I can imagine, yeah. Dealing with cancer is one thing, but a whole day at a cancer hospital, you're bound to see a lot.
Right. And that's what I thought was so interesting about this story. You know, it wasn't about some big medical discovery or anything like that. It was just about like the day-to-day of what it's actually like to be there.
Yeah.
Both as a patient and as someone you know who's there to support them.
And that's something that you don't often get to see, right? Like you said, most of the time we're looking at the big picture, the research, the statistics, but this is like a window into the real human impact of this disease.
Totally. So the story takes place at this hospital. It's called the AVL Hospital. It's like a specialized cancer center. And the person telling the story, they're there with a patient named Dirk.
Okay, so Dirk is the patient. And who is the person telling the story? Is it a family member or?
Yeah. They don't really say specifically, but like from the way they talk about Dirk, you can tell it's someone who's pretty close to him. Maybe a family member or a really good friend.
For sure.
So right away, even just from like arriving at the hospital, they start talking about these little details that just really stood out to me and like kind of gave this sense of, I don't know, community and care, even in the middle of this really tough situation.
Oh, what kind of details?
So like, they mentioned there's this free electric shuttle that takes you around the hospital grounds.
Okay, that makes sense. It's probably a pretty big place.
Exactly, yeah. And then they talk about how the patient association, like they offer free refreshments to patients and their families. And, you know, just like even in this place where everyone is dealing with something so serious, there's this real effort to make people feel comfortable and supported.
That's really cool. I mean, it's easy to forget that hospitals are not just about, you know, medical procedures and treatments. They're also about people, and the emotional and social aspects of healthcare are just as important.
For sure. So, like, we learned a little bit about Dirk, the patient. He's 53, and he's been battling cancer for a few months now. And this particular visit to the hospital, it's to get the results from some tests.
Oh, man, that must be a nerve-wracking wait. I mean, waiting for test results is stressful enough as it is, but when it's related to something as serious as cancer, it must be so much more intense.
Totally. And the author of the story, like, they really capture that feeling of anxious anticipation. And then while they're waiting for Dirk to come back with the news, something pretty incredible happens.
What happened?
So they get a text from their niece, and the niece is announcing that she's pregnant. She's expecting a baby.
Wow. Talk about a mix of emotions. On the one hand, you're waiting for this potentially life-altering news about Dirk. And on the other hand, you're celebrating new life coming into the world.
Exactly. And that's what I thought was so powerful about this story. You know, it's like the universe is kind of holding up these two extremes right next to each other. The joy of new life and then the potential sorrow of, you know, losing someone.
That's a really profound way to put it. It kind of highlights that whole circle of life thing, doesn't it? The beginnings and the endings, all happening at the same time.
Right. And then Dirk comes back from meeting with the doctor, and he's got the news. And unfortunately, it's not good. The chemo, it hasn't worked.
Oh, wow. I was kind of hoping for a more positive outcome. I mean, I know we were talking about the range of emotions, but still, it's hard to hear that the treatment wasn't successful.
Yeah, it is. And the author, they talk about how in that moment, they felt like they were seeing the beginning and the ending of life all at once.
Oh. That's a really powerful image. And I think it speaks to that idea we were just talking about, the circle of life. The fact that even in the midst of loss and grief, there's still this hope and potential for new beginnings.
Yeah, and I think it also highlights the resilience of the human spirit. You know, like our ability to hold both joy and sorrow at the same time and to keep going even when things are really tough.
Absolutely. Because even with this devastating news, life at the hospital doesn't just stop, right?
Right. So even though the chemo hasn't worked, Dirk still has to have this other procedure. It's a bone strengthening treatment, and it's like a 2-hour thing. So even though he's facing this terminal diagnosis, there's still this fight, you know, this effort to hold on and keep going for as long as possible.
It's interesting, isn't it? Like, is that a testament to our will to live, our desire to find purpose and meaning, even when time is limited?
Maybe. Or maybe it's also about just clinging to routine, to normalcy, as a way to cope with these really overwhelming emotions.
Yeah, that makes sense. When everything else feels like it's falling apart, having some structure and predictability can be really grounding.
Totally. So the author and Dirk, they go through this long treatment, and they finally start heading home. And as if the day couldn't get any heavier, you know, more emotionally intense, they run into something else.
What happened?
They come across this serious motorcycle accident. Ambulances, police cars, you know, the whole scene.
Oh, wow. That's heavy.
Yeah, and it's just another one of those moments where, like, the fragility of life, it's just right there in your face.
It's almost like the universe is driving home the point, isn't it? Here they are grappling with Dirk's diagnosis, which is a reminder of mortality in itself, and they encounter this sudden, unexpected accident. It's a lot to process.
Right, and it makes you think about how often we just kind of take life for granted. We assume we have time, you know, we make plans for the future.
Mm.
But this story, it really forces you to confront the reality that things can change in an instant.
It's a powerful reminder to cherish the time we have and to appreciate the people in our lives, because you never know what tomorrow might bring.
For sure. And so the author, they end the story on this kind of, you know, almost mundane note. They talk about how when they finally get home, the first thing they have to do is fix their hot water heater.
Really? After everything they've been through that day, their hot water heater is the thing that needs fixing. It seems almost comical in a way.
I know, right? But I think that's part of what makes this story so relatable. Because even when we're dealing with profound loss and uncertainty and all these really big emotions, life still goes on.
There's a strange comfort in that, I think. A reminder that life, in all its ordinariness, continues. The world doesn't stop spinning just because we're going through something difficult.
Yeah, I think you're right. And it kind of brings us back to those little details we were talking about earlier, like the free shuttle and the refreshments at the hospital. It's like, even in the midst of all the heavy stuff, there's still these small acts of kindness, these everyday moments that can bring a bit of light and hope into the situation.
And that's something we can all take away from this deep dive, right? No matter what challenges we're facing in our own lives, there's always something to be grateful for, always some small way we can connect with others and find meaning in the everyday.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance, you know, appreciating the good things while also acknowledging the difficult realities.
And I think that's a really important message, especially in today's world where everything feels so uncertain and overwhelming.
Well, that about does it for our deep dive today.
Yeah.
I hope this conversation, you know, gave you some food for thought. I know it did for me.
Definitely. It was a really powerful exploration of those contrasting emotions and experiences.
Yeah, like how can we balance appreciating the everyday moments while also acknowledging that, you know, life is fragile?
And how do we hold on to hope when we're facing those difficult realities? Those are big questions, but this story at least gave us a new perspective to consider, right?
I think so. So for all you listeners out there, what will you take away from this deep dive?